sometimes sounds so cliche and meaningless. We can't even say, I can imagine, because the fact of the matter is, unless you've been through that, you really can't imagine. And so our hearts go out to you and your family today. We need victory in Jesus. Amen. I say we need victory in Jesus. And I'm thankful that you're here this morning. I'll try to be brief today. I want to challenge you during these difficult times that we're going through to continue believing that the Lord is taking you on a daily basis from glory to glory, regardless of how difficult things may be in our lives. It is from glory to glory that the Lord has promised us. We don't know why God allows certain things in our lives. We don't know why He permits these things or why they happen, but I do know that that's the moment that we as believers in Christ need to believe that God loves us and there is never any ill intent in His heart to crush us. If anything, what is in His heart is to allow us to go through things sometimes that are going to increase and strengthen us in our walk with Him. That's the only truth that I can hang on to, that I can hold on to during times of distress. That He is the only one who can help us through. And I'll just briefly give you 3 or 4 things this morning that I want to encourage you, especially those of us this morning who may be going through something in your life that you're struggling with. There's no better time to cling on to Christ. This morning, I need to be honest with you. I've been awake since early this morning, 3 o'clock this morning, that the Lord woke me up, and I began to pray for you and for everyone that I could remember in my mind. And then this voice came to me, like I said, this angelic chorus that you were a part of this morning came to bless me, and I could not pray anymore. And I was thinking about the experiences that we've had this week, and not only this family, but other families that have gone through things that I've been made known of, and people that I ministered to this week because of certain brokenness. And I said, Lord, how do we make it through all of this? How do we survive this? How do we make it through another day? And as I heard the voice of that song, Jesus Be the Name, it brought to my mind that there is only one, and in one we can find the victory, and that is in God Himself. Amen. The Bible says in Isaiah 41 and 13, for I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. What comforting words. He goes on to say, do not be afraid, for I myself will help you, declares the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. See, I will make you into a threshing sledge. We've spoken about this in the past. And I told you that a threshing sledge was this particular instrument that the farmers had, that they would take the stalks of grain and they would hit it against this board that had some kind of teeth on it. And it would knock off and separate the grain from the chaff. And I love this passage, and I rehearsed it as many times as I remember it in my heart, because I want to be reminded on a daily basis that God has given us that power and the ability to be able to separate those ugly things from our lives and cling on to the gold and to the grain that God has given us in victory. He's given us the authority to separate from those things, to bring out the chaff in our lives and cause us to enjoy His grain, His joy in our lives. Everything that's negative in our lives, these things that come to bring us down, God has given us the strength to be able to push those away. I was speaking to another gentleman, and we were talking about situations that he was going through, and there was just that look of bitterness. I met with so many people this week, and I could see the teardrops or the lines of tears on their faces because they were broken over these things. I said, listen, we need to rise above these difficult things and embrace God. It's the Lord who has promised us to defend us through all of these things. Zechariah 9 and 8 reads as follows. But I will defend my house against marauding forces, and never again will the oppressor overrun my people, for now I am keeping watch. Did you know that God was watching over us? Amen. Doesn't that make you feel a certain kind of safety? To know that regardless of where you're at, whether it's light or dark, you know that the eyes of the Lord are upon His people. The eyes of the Lord are looking always upon us. There's nowhere you can go, regardless of how dark your situation may be or how light the situation may be that you're rejoicing in, that God is not aware of or even lost His sight of you. The Bible says in Jude 1 and 24 that God can guard you. God can guard you so you don't fall, so that you can be full of joy as you stand in His glorious presence. That's what the Lord wants for us. It's been a painful time. It's been a painful week. It's been a painful, actually, couple of weeks. For whatever reason, maybe you've been going through the same situation. But this conclusion that Jude gives us is very short. God can guard us. How many of us believe that? That God can guard you. God can guard us. I believe that God will guard your family through this whole storm that you're going through. Sometimes we feel like we're not going to be able to get out of this one. This is so deep and so difficult. I don't know how we're going to survive this. But the Bible says that God will guard you. Wherever you go, God will be at your right hand. Wherever you go, regardless of the rumblings approach of threat in your life, if you'll reach out, you will find the hand of God. Who else can we go to? Where else can a believer find his security? Where else can a believer find security in his walk upon this world? Jude again reads to us, writes to us in verse 24. He says, to Him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before His glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God. Everybody say the only God. Jesus, You're the name. Our Savior be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Everyone say amen. That is the name of Jesus. We find our victory in Him. The second thing I'll share with you this morning before communion is, if we want to overcome these things that we go through in life, these tragedies that so many of us go through in one fashion or the other, we need to stay in His Word. I know this is cliche, this is monotonous for many of you, but the question of the hour that God looks at in your heart is, are you staying in His Word? Sometimes we become children who roll their eyes when their mom says, clean your room. And you roll your eyes because you know she's told you 50 times. Clean your room, pick up your plate, or whatever duty that and chore that you may have at home. You repeat that order, that command, and the individual that hears that rolls his eyes. But the question really is, why are we being told so many times? It's because you have not done that. I know that you've heard me speak to you for the past 30 plus years from this pulpit. Stay in the Word. Do you roll your eyes in your heart? Pastor, you've said that a million times. Are you doing it? I wish I had to say this only one time 31 years ago. Read the Word, and everybody started reading the Word, and I would never have to remind you again. But I've got to every Sunday, every moment that I talk to you, brother, sister, stay in the Word. Hebrews 4 and 12 says, for the Word of God is living and active. It's living and active in your life. It's sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing the soul, spirit, joints, and marrow. It's alive. It's God's Word in your life on a daily basis truly works. Whenever you see something rising up against you, it's God's Word that is alive and effective, and it's sharp to rebuke the devil to protect you from whatever it is that wants to come to ail you. When you're going through things in your life, it's no time to sit back and just wait for someone to save you. It's time to be proactive, to take God's Word and apply it. Put on the armor of God's Word in your life that God might give you the victory through it. God's Word, are we reading it? Many times it's because we disregard God's word in our lives that today we are living lives losing the battle. Losing the battle, we're losing our families, we're losing our jobs, we're losing our health, we're losing so many things. It's a losing thing, and people give up hope and they say, well, what's the use? Well, there is a use. There is a use. There's no reason why we need to be bankrupt in life when it comes to health and joy. The only thing that happens, the only problem that sometimes we ail from is that we separate ourselves from God's word. There's nothing else but God in your life that the devil hates and repels him. Nothing else. If the Lord would leave every single one of us, we would become open prey to the enemy. But our defender is the Lord and his word. He gives us his word as a sword for us. It's effective and alive, and it does what it says it's going to do in your life. If you knew God's word enough to know what it offers you, you'd be practicing it every day. Look what the Bible says in Isaiah 55 and 10. These are all verses that all of us should be well rehearsed in. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish. You see, the effect is always positive. Listen to what it says. Like snow comes down, it pours its water. The water fertilizes and gives the nutrients needed for the ground, and it blossoms. It's giving you an illustration so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. That is a prospering effect that God's rain and God's snow comes upon the earth. It waters, it blossoms, it blooms, and it gives fruit. Then after he gives you that illustration, after he gives you that analogy, he says with verse 11, so is my word. I want you to think about that for a moment. So is my word. What do you have in your life that produces positive fruit all the time? Nothing. It'll break. It'll fail you. This is why people continue to refurbish and to rechange and buy new things, and because they're always breaking down. They're not always good. They're not always able to fulfill the need because they wear out, but not God's word. It'll always produce and blossom fruit and seed and bread for the eater, the Bible says. This is God's word alive. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish, leave no things half done, what I desire, and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. The Lord is telling us here, learn the word, hear the word, and send the word, and receive from the word. Amen? Not only just read the word, but hear the word. Keep the word, send the word, and receive from the word. It's that alive and that effective. God's word is a creative word. That means it will make a way where there is no way. God's word is a protecting word. It will protect you against the principalities of darkness. Remember the experiences of Jesus in Scripture that I won't go with for the sake of time. But many in Scripture, the only thing they had to defend them against the principalities of darkness was the shield of God's word. It's a comforting word. This is the only place we're going to find healing for your heart, Delilah. This is the only place that those of us who are hurting in this place are going to find true healing. There's nothing as a man, as a mortal man, my language is too pale to offer you anything that will bring healing to the deep things of your life. God didn't never intended our language to do that. That we could offer you something that there's one guy, if you get this man to come stand behind here, what he says will bring total healing. There's not one human being with that kind of power. We all lack resources in our person, in our existence. But God's word is comforting in and through. It'll restore the brokenhearted. It will renew your joy completely. It will never fail. It will remind you who you are in the Lord and what God's plans are for your life on a daily basis, that will intend at that moment turn the mourning into dancing. But you need His word. It's a victorious word. It'll destroy the enemies. There's something the devil hates about you, is that you know God's word. If there's something the enemy hates about the church, is that it's been given God's word. And he's been attacking God's word since the beginning. You remember the garden, the first thing he told Adam, did he indeed say this and the other? Questioning him, trying to bring doubt so that somehow he would be confused and not know exactly what God said. And it was because of that failure that all of this went awry. But it doesn't have to be like that with us. We can learn God's word. When the devil comes to say, did God say, you can say, that's what he said. Period. That's the end of our conversation. You remember the moment that Jesus went out to the mount to be tempted? His only defender with him was God's word. He defended himself against the enemy with God's word. Isaiah 55 and 12 says, you will go out in joy and be led forth in peace, and the mountains and hills will burst into song before you. And all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bush will grow a pine tree. And instead of briars, the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown. For an everlasting sign, they will not be destroyed. These are people who were hiding behind God's word. Psalm 119 and 41. May your unfailing love come to me, Lord. Your salvation according to your promise. Then I will answer the one who taunts me. Listen carefully. Then I will answer my enemy. I will answer those things that come against to oppress me. For I trust in your word. Do you have God's word in your life? Are you reading God's word? The third thing this morning, there is victory in trusting in His Holy Spirit. Zechariah 4 and 6. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord God Almighty. This very same version in the God's Words translation reads like this, and I love the way it says, then he replied, this is what the Lord says, you won't succeed by might or by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of the armies. You won't succeed unless you walk in step with the Lord, unless you have an intimate relationship with the Spirit of God. The Bible says that those who are His sons are those who walk in step with the Spirit. God has promised this Spirit to not only dwell around us. There's such a beautiful Spirit in this house today of worship. But this outside of us is not the only place He exists. He is inside of us today. Amen? And so we find that comfort, but we find that victory. Ephesians 3 and 16. I pray that out of His glorious riches He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being. You know why people all of a sudden end up feeling hopeless, distraught, depressed? Simply because we push back on the Spirit of the Lord. There is no sorrow in the Spirit of God. There is no depression. There is no destruction. There is no frustration in the Spirit of the Lord. We need to learn to strengthen ourselves from the inside, because that is exactly where the Spirit of the Lord abides. He has sealed us with His Spirit. And finally this morning, there is victory in His blood. We're going to be participating of communion this morning. But there's nothing like the blood of Jesus. Come on, somebody. There's nothing like the blood of Jesus. You know, there's something that separates us from God, and only one thing, and that is sin. There's only one thing that will separate us from our relationship with God. There's no deep thinking about that. It simply is sin. Sin will sever your relationship with God. Sin has brought mankind to its knees, and it's separated our relationship with our Creator. Sin today has embarrassed millions of people outside of this building. In this world, many have been embarrassed at the hands of sin. In this world today, around us, because of sin, so many live disillusioned lives, lose hope, are frustrated, live miserable lives in this world simply because of sin. That's just the way it is. Nothing else will separate us from a good relationship with God except our sin. Doesn't have to be visible sin. No one has to know about that sin. Sometimes it's deep in the chambers of our mind and heart. We need to be careful with inner sin. Did you know that the most dangerous sin that we could ever hold is the one we hold inside silently? Somebody say amen. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, not that criminal that goes and robs a store. Well, you saw that physically what he did. Oh, he's such a sinner. Is he such a criminal? Whatever. But sometimes it's those who just hide it inside, that are rotting inside. You'll never prosper. The Bible says if we conceal our sin, we will not prosper. But that's a dangerous place to be. This is why we always have to be cleansing in the Lord, to make sure that God goes to the chambers of our hearts and our minds, to be able to cleanse us and make us holy. But sin has always separated us from Him. But then came the blood. And this is the good news this morning. That regardless that maybe somebody here this morning is wrestling with something that nobody else knows about. The pastor doesn't know about it. Your best friends don't know about it. It's only you. And you wrestle with this in your room, at the workplace, and in your mind. You're wrestling with it. You just cannot beat that. Let me tell you something, just as it is for those who fight with it on the inside and those who openly display their sin, the answer is still the blood. I said the answer is still the blood. The blood of the Lord will reconcile us unto the Father. Ephesians 2 and 13, but now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. Sin separates. Blood brings us home. Sin will push us away from the knowledge and the joy and the truth of salvation in Christ. But the blood will redeem us and bring us back to the Father. Sin will come to stain our souls, begin to blemish our minds, begin to contaminate our existence. But the blood will cleanse us and erase all of our sins. Ephesians 1 and 7 says, in Him we have redemption through His blood and forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. You need something erased in your life this morning. You need something completely abolished and erased from deep within. Get under the blood. Have Jesus cleanse you in His precious blood. With His blood we overcome the grips of Satan. The devil cannot handle anyone. You remember in the times of Pharaoh's captivity of the people of Israel, when the Lord would decide to deliver them, He said that they should take the blood of a spotless lamb and paint it on the door frames and windows of their home. Amen? And when the angel of death would pass by that evening, which was initially there to collect the firstborn of every family represented in that nation, it would bypass. It would not see. It would make him blind to see that there was a victim for him inside that house. When we apply the blood of Jesus in our hearts, the devil sees that. The devil sees the blood of Jesus, that we are cleansed in the blood of Jesus, and it overcomes him. It pushes him back. It makes us invisible. I heard a man say one time, you know, Daniel, and the den of lions, everybody has heard that story, and we've read that. So there's one reason that the lions didn't look at Daniel for a meal. Is one, he was covered in the precious blood of Jesus, and secondly, he did not smell like flesh. He didn't smell like sin. This is why the lions weren't willing to destroy his life. And you see, and the devil will not destroy us ever if we just stop smelling like sin. If we stop being indulging in these things that bring us away from God instead of nurture our relationship. Revelations 12 and 10. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers who accused them before our God day and night has been hurled down, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. You need victory in your life today. You need to overcome. Then this call on the blood. Let us thank God for the precious blood of the Lamb. Let us thank the Lord because he spilled his blood. Without the spilling of blood, there is no remission of sin. You and I would be in no good shape today had Jesus not given his blood to cleanse us. Would you stand with me this morning as the ushers come? Bible tells us that the devil has been hurled down and your life today has the power to stand and live in joy and in victory because of the blood. We used to sing that song and we haven't in a while, but we remember singing, oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus.